We continue on Daf Chavtes Omid Beis at the top. The Gemara has a series of Mishnayos now, which are going to lead us, take us to the end of the Perek, which will be analyzed until the end of the Perek. And it's a new topic, focused more on Yai Nesach and Gevinas Akum and some other important halachos. So says the Mishnah, Elu Dvarim Shel Ovdei Kochavim Asurim, the following items are of that belong to idolaters are prohibited. V'isurim isurhana, and these items are things that are not just prohibited to eat, but prohibited to even get benefit from. Hayayin, wine owned by an idolater, because we assume it was used for yayin nesach. V'achomet she'ov v'kochavim shayimit chelasa yayin, and vinegar in the hands of an idolater, which was once theirs while it was wine. The cheres hadriani, earthenware vessels, particular earthenware vessels that are hadriani from Hadrian. Oros levuvin, skin, which is opposite the heart. And we'll explain all these, what the reason for the prohibition is. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omir, bizman she'keres shelo agul aser mashuch mutar. Regarding the hole in the skin, if the hole is circular, then if the cut is circular, then it would be prohibited. If it's a line, just an elongated line, then it would not be a problem. You would be able to get benefit from it. You would not be able to eat it, but you would be able to get benefit from it. Basar hanichnas la'avodas kochavim mutar, meat which is going into the house of a base avodah zarah, if you stop it before it gets in, you're allowed to eat it, assuming it was shechted. Well, you could eat it if it was shechted kosher, but you can get benefit from it even if it wasn't. But when meat is being taken out of a base avodah zarah, you can't get benefit from it because it was presumably used for korbanos. Hahol natarfus aser laseis velaseis imahem. If you're going to Tarfus, Rashi says, Litos avodos kochavim limirachok, you're going on a trip with idolaters to do business. You can't do business with them on the way to their pilgrimage. But habayin, but when you're coming back from it, it's okay. And presumably the reason is that going towards their pilgrimage, so they're going to give thanks to their avodah zarah when they get there. But on the way back, they're not turning around. Nodos ha'ovdei kochavim mikan kanehem v'yayin shel Yisrael knus behem asurim v'isurim isur hana divrei meir v'chachamim omrim ein isurim isur hana. If you have a container, a jug that belongs to an idolater, which was used for wine, but their wine isn't in there. It's a Jew put his own wine in this jug. Says Rabbi Meir, it doesn't matter. That wine is aser, iser hana'a. Can't get even benefit from it because it had absorbed the wine that was in there from the idolater. But the Chachamim say no, it's only iser achila, not iser hana'a. Hachartzanim v'hazagim she'ov v'kachavim asurim v'isurim iser hana'a divra meir v'chachavim omrim lachim asurim yiveshim mutarim. If you have the dried peels and skins or pits of an idolater from grapes, says Rabbi Meir, you're not allowed to get any benefit from it. It's isur and isur hana. However, the Chachamim say only if they're moist, they're asur hana, but if they're dry, they're mutter. Because if they're moist, then there's still some tangible benefit from it, and therefore the prohibition is even from benefit. But if it's dry, then you can get benefit from it. Hamurias ugvinas base avan yiki shel ovdei kochavim asurim v'isurim isur hana divrei meir v'chachamim omrim ein isurim isur hana. With regards to murias, which is some type of fish or the fat of a fish, as Rashi says, and the gvinas base onkini, by Rashi says murias is shemen shel dagim. It's a fat of the fish. And Gvinas Beis Avankini is the cheese from a certain village of Beis Avaniki. Those are Isra Hana. The Chachamim say, no, it's not Isra Hana, just Isra Achila. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Shol Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael asked Rabbi Yeshua the following question when they were walking on the way together. Mipnei ma asru gvinos of the Chachavim. Why is it prohibited from getting or eating at least. Gvinas akum, cheese belonging to an idolater. Amr lo, mimeshim, amir nasa bekeva shon levelis, because in the process of making the gvina, they mix it in with the keva of a nevela. The keva shon nevela, in other words, the keva is like rennet. It's used to help with the process of making the cheese, the curdling process, I assume. And they use the keva of a nevela, of a non-kosher animal, and they're throwing it into the cheese. And therefore, you can't get it. It's not kosher. They're using non-kosher to curdle the cheese, the milk, to make it into cheese. Amrlo, and that's why it's prohibited. Amrlo, v'halo kevas ola, chamura mi kevas nevela. But isn't the keva of an ola, that the udder or the rennet of a korban ola, is more strict than the ruling of a keva of an nevela? Amru, kohen shadaito yafa, shorfa chaya, v'lohodulo. They said, but a Kohen who can handle it is allowed to swallow the Kevas Ola. In other words, a Korban Ola is Kalil Hashem, Kula Kalil Hashem, it's totally burned, but the Kohen is allowed to drink, it says here, from the milk of the animal, if he can handle it without being repulsed by it, he can do that. But the laws of a Korban Ola are more strict than the laws of a Kevas Nevela, and if a Kohen is allowed to drink it, then certainly we would not prohibit the Kevas Nevela from getting benefit, from deriving benefit from it. In other words, it's one thing to, you can't drink or eat non-kosher. It's a keva of a nevela. It's a non-kosher animal. But to get benefit from it, if you can get benefit from a kevas ola, certainly you should be able to get benefit from a kevas nevela. V'lohodulo ava amru einenin l'malin. Okay, yeah, that is the part of that statement. But even though they said he said you really shouldn't swallow the kevas ola, but they said einenin v'lomoilin. You shouldn't get any benefit from it, and you were not allowed to violate Mi'ila, but that's only, again, that's strict for the Ola, but for Kevas Nevela, at least, we should be more lenient and say that you would be allowed to get benefit from it. So therefore, we need a different reason. That can't be the reason why Kevas Nevela is Aser, why Gvinas Akum is Aser, to eat and Aser Behana. So Amr Lo, Mibnei, Shemambiru Naso Bekevas, Egle avodas kochavim. The reason why it's prohibited is because it's curdled with an egel, a calf, which is used for idolatry. So since the animal, whole entire animal is used for idolatry, we're always very strict when it comes to anything idolatrous. Amrelohim kein lama lo asru b'hana. But if that's the case, then it should only be usher. It shouldn't only be usher to eat. It should be usher to have even get benefit from. But here, the problem of Gvinas Akum is not Hana. Gvinas Akum is only prohibited to eat. He sealed the Devar Acher. He tried to change the topic. Rashi says he didn't want to reveal the answer to him, so he changed the topic to something else. And the Gemara is going to get into that later. Amr lo yishmol heach ata kore kitovim dodecha miyayin or kitovim dodayach miyayin. He said, when you look in the Pasuk and Shir Hashirim, it says, Kitovim dodecha miyayin, that your love is better than wine. Is it dodecha or dodayach? Is it in masculine form or feminine form? Amr lo, kitovim dodayach. It's in feminine form. Amr lo, he said back to him, Ein adar kei, no, you're wrong. Shari chaveru melamed alav. The next pasuk, the end of the pasuk, teaches us, or reveals what the earlier part of the pasuk was referring to, L'reach shemanecha tovim. It says, L'reach shemanecha tovim, your goodly shemen, your goodly oils, shmanecha is in masculine form, so clearly it's kitovim dodecha miyayin, and that's how we pronounce it as well. So that is the Mishnah here. Again, a number of Mishnahs. We're going to go through each one slowly. It's going to take another 9 or 10 dafim to unpack this Mishnah, but these different Mishnayos. But these are, again, some of the keys, Darban Yain Nesach and Gvinas Akum.